Willa and Brad. Listen to a couple talking about the beginning of their relationship. First, you will have 1 minute to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the beginnings of the sentences 1 to 5 with the sentence endings A to H. There are two sentence endings that you should not use. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 1 minute to check your answers.
Time now for StoryCorps. This recording project is traveling the country collecting stories from everyday people talking about their lives. Today we hear from Brad Guidi and his wife Willa Woodson Guidi. They met in 1970 at Bradley University in Peoria, Illinois. He's from an Italian-American family. She's African-American. And they talked with their daughter Tasha about how their courtship was complicated.
How did you guys meet?
We were introduced by a mutual friend, Jackie McLean.
She was saying, oh, he's just this really fine white boy I want you to meet. I thought, oh, please, Jackie, stop.
You know, when I went to Bradley, I knew two African-Americans in my life, and that was Hank Aaron and Willie Mays. So it was different.
When did you think it was time to tell your parents?
Well, I had my mom and I were very close, so I called her right away when I met him. But I didn't mention anything about race. I just said I met somebody, so I just left it at that.
As far as my family's reaction, I guess it probably at the best it was considered a death in the family.
They wanted me to stop seeing Daddy, and I think at that point they had they disowned you?
Pretty much.
My mother's reaction was like, well, do you think we're excited about it? And then my dad was like, well, they're going to do what they want to do, and I got to go to work.
The coolest people in our whole family were Nona and Aunt Zia because they had experienced racial discrimination as Italians. They could only live on the west end of town. To them, it really wasn't as big a deal as it was to the next generation that was born in the United States and had grown up and not experienced that discrimination that they had.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I must say, once I became pregnant, Brad's mom just stepped up to the plate. You were the first grandchild, and once you were born, that's when everything turned around.
You know, seeing a child or seeing a grandchild, they see themselves. Mm-hmm. This is just not Willa and I having a relationship. They're part of you, and you're part of them. Mm-hmm. So now they understand this is blood. You know, this is family.
Brad and Willa Woodson Guidi with their daughter, Tasha Guth, at StoryCorps in Peoria, Illinois.
You will now hear the recording for the second time.
Time now for StoryCorps. This recording project is traveling the country collecting stories from everyday people talking about their lives. Today we hear from Brad Guidi and his wife Willa Woodson Guidi. They met in 1970 at Bradley University in Peoria, Illinois. He's from an Italian-American family. She's African-American. And they talked with their daughter Tasha about how their courtship was complicated.
How did you guys meet?
We were introduced by a mutual friend, Jackie McLean.
She was saying, oh, he's just this really fine white boy I want you to meet. I thought, oh, please, Jackie, stop.
You know, when I went to Bradley, I knew two African Americans in my life, and that was Hank Aaron and Willie Mays. So it was different.
When did you think it was time to tell your parents?
Well, I had my mom and I were very close, so I called her right away when I met him. But I didn't mention anything about race. I just said I met somebody, so I just left it at that.
As far as my family's reaction, I guess it probably at the best it was considered a death in the family.
They wanted me to stop seeing Daddy, and I think at that point they had they disowned you?
Pretty much.
My mother's reaction was like, well, do you think we're excited about it? And then my dad was like, well, they're going to do what they want to do, and I got to go to work.
The coolest people in our whole family were Nona and Aunt Zia because they had experienced racial discrimination as Italians. They could only live on the west end of town. To them, it really wasn't as big a deal as it was to the next generation that was born in the United States and had grown up and not experienced that discrimination that they had.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I must say, once I became pregnant, Brad's mom just stepped up to the plate. You were the first grandchild, and once you were born, that's when everything turned around.
You know, seeing a child or seeing a grandchild, they see themselves. Mm-hmm. This is just not Willa and I having a relationship. They're part of you, and you're part of them. So now they understand this is blood. You know, this is family.
Brad and Willa Woodson Guidi with their daughter, Tasha Guth, at StoryCorps in Peoria, Illinois.